Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide, for this time designed just to help you relax into God's Word, breathe in God's promises and Scripture, and to exhale, release that stress with a simple, practical soul care tip. I'm the author of 4 books on rest, wellness, and faith, and I hope you pick up a copy as we approach spring, and it's a time of new beginnings. Pick up Finding Spiritual White Space. That's creating more space in your life to be the artwork that God created you to be. Second book is Whispers of Rest. It's what inspired this podcast, and it guides you through 40 days of experiencing God's rest through His love, through Scripture and soul care. And third is Sweet Like Jasmine. That's a book about finding your true worth, how God makes beauty out of brokenness. And it's a memoir, a spiritual memoir, as my growing up period throughout womanhood. And it won the ECPA Best Christian Book Award Year finalist spot. And last but not least is Breathe, which you made an ECPA bestseller when it released last year. And I'm so happy because it'll bring you 21 different ways to transform chaos to calm. And it's about soul care. It's inspired by our brief community that I wanted to write for you. Well, friend, my question today is, as we're moving towards spring, maybe you still feel like that tree in the winter, very bare. And you may be wondering, is there anything new up ahead for me? My question to you today is, what are your dreams that you've put aside? Dreams are things that stir your heart, that God's planted a seed, things that would bring you joy or would be meaningful for you. Dreams that God's put on your heart. It could be a small project. It could be a passion project. It could be any size, because Jesus said even a seed of faith, as small as a mustard seed, would grow into a tree where birds can rest in its branches. So God is the God of all eternity, and He doesn't look at the size. He looks at our faith. So friend, at this very moment, maybe you have put aside an idea that God's put in your heart. It's a dream of something that would bring you joy, or a passion project, some idea, and yet you have minimized it. You've allowed critical voices or just dailiness of busyness has kind of just put it off to the side. Well, that's not just an idea, because it's part of who God created you to be. It came from your heart, your imagination, your creativity, something that you noticed out of a need, or just something you noticed that you would enjoy creating or doing or providing. That dream is a God-breathed dream. And we're going to take a look at how we can encourage you to nurture and nourish, because spring is coming and you are God's greatest creation. Spring is always coming. Jesus says, I'm always creating something new in you. So just relax, friend, and this time will be helping you to remember your ideas are important to God, because you matter.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, friend, if I were to ask you what season during the year is your favorite, what season would that be for you? Would it be autumn, winter, spring, or summer? I love autumn. It's a really quiet time when the leaves are falling from branch to earth, changing colors as the breeze gently carries them to rest at our feet. I love the crunch of foliage after it settles down like a blanket on the trail, and the mornings return to a cool crisp. But maybe for you, it isn't autumn. Maybe it is the stillness of winter's bare trees, and snow silently descends at night, and it sparkles hello in the morning, and you love to snuggle maybe in your favorite sweater, making hot chocolate, and you can reach for your book by a warm fire. But maybe it's also springtime you love the best. Springtime's coming, and you feel happy as flowers bloom and birds sing at your window, and the smell of fresh rain returns a song to your heart. There's always summer, right? There's the joy of sandcastles, road trips, and running through sprinklers. So which one is your favorite season? Well, I have to be honest, I don't often hear people telling me that they like winter. And I'm curious if you ever wondered, how do trees survive the winter? Because they don't have leaves. They shed their leaves. And as you know, trees use the leaves to be able to capture the sunlight, which then allows them to have chlorophyll, and it transforms it into energy, right? It gives them that life-giving ability, their leaves that transforms their energy. But when they shed their leaves and they're bare in winter, do you know how trees survive the winter? Well, it's very interesting. I learned that when the leaves fall off the tree, it is actually a protective way where the cells at the base of each leaf stem, they form a barrier that keeps the water and the nutrients from leaving the tree. So it's interesting, even though we may not see the leaves, the trees are entering also into a sleeping season. They slow down to save energy. That process I described, how their leaves transform the chlorophyll, it's called photosynthesis. And so the tree sleeps over winter. You know, just like the bears and the snakes and the squirrels, during the cold months we say they hibernate. Well, a tree also sends its most vital nutrients to the roots that are stored over the winter. And so that's how they get through those cold temperatures, and they shed their leaves as a protection to seal off their nutrients. Well, what's interesting is as I learned about this, I learned that in spring, what happens is that those buds, that's when they become flourishing with new life. Those buds will break into a lot of different shoots and leaves. They're not just one leaf. Actually, if you were to look really, really closely, there are many, many leaves that are stored in the cells of a bud. And with sunlight, it knows when it's the right time to break open and start blossoming. I think it's so beautiful because God had programmed and designed it into their cells to know when the sun is going to be rising in springtime and it's no longer winter and it breaks forth with new life. You know, our nervous system, the way God designs our bodies, is that when we feel threatened, we're under a tremendous amount of stress, or we might be going through traumatic emotional, physical events, whatever it is, our nervous system will go into a mode that's called the freeze mode. You know, you've heard fight or flight. There's also the freeze mode. And just like those trees, it kind of shuts down by trying to protect us. It protects us because it thinks something is happening that we need to be in freeze mode and to preserve all our functions so that it gets right down to survival. But we're finding in the Soul Care School, as I'm guiding women, we have over 350 women learning how to breathe joy with Jesus. and have new life and learn new rhythms to have more joy in our lives. We're learning that as women are nurturing themselves and taking better care of themselves, something exciting is happening. Women are starting to say, I am remembering some ideas that I've had. And I've wanted to do these projects, but I just never have had time, or I've just always felt too stressed, or I felt it's been selfish. But as they're taking care of themselves, these ideas are starting to surface again. And so, friend, I just want to invite you to think during this time, this little break you're having during your day and the evening, what is an idea that's always kind of sat or floated on your heart, but maybe because of stress or other critical voices, you just kind of tried to push those things down? Well, as you've been taking better care of yourself and you're part of this Breathe community and you've been practicing soul care, a piece of your heart, something that has given you joy or excitement or some new idea that you've always been curious about, might be surfacing in and out now and then. And I just want you to know that that's an important part of soul care, is your heart that needs tending to. Because you know what scripture says, that without hope, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. That's in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. There's that beautiful metaphor for a tree of life. When you don't defer your hope, your heart starts to blossom. It realizes it's not in barren mode, in freeze mode any longer. And so, friend, I just really want to encourage you, if there is a seed and you might just see it as a little bud, I want you to nurture and water that seed. And I want you to tend to that. What is that something new? Spring is coming. And I want to encourage you to allow yourself to not only just think about it, but to take an action that can really take the one next step to nurture yourself by nurturing an idea or a dream you've had, to spend your time in a way that feeds your passion or nourishes your gift or develops an interest you have, and to prioritize it, because God created you to not just be functional or stay in freeze mode. Maybe you had needed to do that for a period of time. You had to go through something hard, but God did not create you to stay in that freeze mode indefinitely. Just like there are many different seasons during the year, spring always comes, doesn't it? It always comes. So we need to put faith, we need to put feet to faith. We want to join with Jesus together in this work of soul care. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I'm gentle and meek. And what is that yoke? What is that work we're doing together with Jesus? He tells us, he says, learn from me. He says, you will find rest. And that's an active word. Rest is not a light switch. Rest is a movement to do things that nurture who God created you to be. So what is that for you? When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit, just one reason why we hold ourselves back. We're exploring a plethora of reasons, obstacles, and challenges that keep us from being free to rest and to choose joy in our soul care school. But today on our podcast, I just want to encourage you with one breath prayer and one way to release one of those obstacles.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, friend, one of the myths are the misbeliefs that we carry when it comes to pursuing ideas that nurture who God created you to be. You have an idea that you wanted to start, or an idea you wanted to pursue, or an interest you wanted to explore, something that gives you peace or joy that's very unique to you, your personality that lights you up. What is that thing that would light you up? Well, there's a myth, and we're exploring many of these myths and replacing them with truths in Soul Care School, but one of them is a myth that my idea is no good. Nothing good will come of it, so let's just give up on it before we even start. Anybody relate to that? I'm raising my hand. The truth, though, is that your idea is good because God's creative work is within you, and it's always good. You know, in the beginning in Genesis, there was nothing, right? The earth was just void. And the Holy Spirit was hovering over that void, that darkness. That's where God created something good. And in fact, scriptures say it was very good. In Genesis 1, 2, and 3, it says, "The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light." So friend, you might be looking at an idea and you think, oh my goodness, there's just no form. It's so empty and it's just even dark. You might be still working through stress and anxiety. And who is it, right? On this side of heaven? So don't wait until your life is perfect, because that's not going to happen until we see Jesus face to face. And while we're here on earth, we don't have to be perfect in order to live with Jesus and to walk by faith with him, to do this work of rest and joy. If God says it, it's going to happen. And so God is whispering something to you. I know he is, because you have the Holy Spirit. And if you just put some light onto that idea, God's word is going to not just take root, it's going to blossom. It's going to sprout. But you and I have to nurture it. We have to water it. That's the faith part. We have to put feet to faith. What's interesting is that at the end of the 6 days of creation, it says God saw all that he had made and it was very good. And that was the first time we see the word very. It's only after he had completed the 6 days of creation and he looked back, then he said it's very good. So as you're stepping into something new, it won't feel like it's going to be good. It won't feel that way. It's only later as we take steps of faith and we look back, we say, oh, that was so good, right? Because then God is working within us to do that work of creation. So before it's created, we're not going to see that it's good. So don't let your own critical voice or sense of judging what you're doing keep you from still moving forward and doing that creative work with Jesus. I want to give you a breath prayer that's connected to the sense of confidence, because really what we want is to have confidence. And so the way the world works is we become confident when we look at our qualifications, when we look at our skill set. But that's not God's way. God's way is very different. God's way is so peaceful and joyful. Our confidence comes from him, the work he's doing. We're just being available. This breath prayer is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. I'm going to first read 4 to 6 so you get the context. "Such is the confidence we have toward God through Christ, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. And he has qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If we were to judge ourselves by the letter, meaning by the way the world views what's success and what is quote unquote good, that is very discouraging and it kills," meaning it just kind of kills your spirit. It just kind of stops you in your tracks, right? Puts you in that freeze mode, all those critical voices. "But we are ministers of a new covenant." That's a new way of living. "We're God's beloved. We're free in Christ, and we have confidence because God's doing his work in us.
We don't have to worry whether we're adequate. The principle is that God is always adequate, and so we can rely on him. And so, friends, our breath prayer is 2 Corinthians 3:5. Breathe in, not that we're adequate in ourselves. Breathe out, but our adequacy is from God. Inhale, not that we are adequate in ourselves. Exhale, but our adequacy is from God. I love this breath prayer. I prayed this breath prayer over and over again. Our soul care challenge is it's a prayer practice. It's imaginative prayer and specifically creating a safe space. Now, I know that phrase might be activating a different meaning for you in our social culture, but this safe space is used in therapy to help a person restore to calm and to relax by thinking of a safe place that is beautiful, that you enjoy, and it's in nature. For you, would it be the woods, the beach, the lake, or the ocean, or the meadow? What is that beautiful place for you? And your brain will release serotonin when you imagine that place, and it helps to activate your rest response to calm your nervous system, your emotions, and your body. But as believers, as people of faith, we invite Jesus. And so I want you in your prayer time to meet with Jesus in that safe place, in that happy place. I call it my happy place with Jesus. And when you're there, I want you to talk to him about your idea, that something new idea. And I want you to share with him all your hesitations and all your challenges and the critical voices that might arise. And then ask Jesus, what do you think, Jesus? And listen to see how he responds to the resistance that you feel or the hesitation that you feel. You can journal. If you're a person who likes to journal, journaling helps you to focus and get the words out. And you'll find that as you journal, God will speak to you between the pen and the paper, and you'll be surprised what will flow out. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you know the dreams that you've planted in our hearts, the seeds that will bring us peace, joy, or comfort, that will express the idea you have put in our heart for something new that you want us to enjoy to do together with you. I pray for the one who's listening, pray that you will reassure the beloved one listening that she can have confidence because you love her. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, thank you for joining me. Feel free to join me in a Lent wellness study. You can sign up at mysoulcareschool.com. It'll be a very healing journey for you that you can enjoy devotionals every week as we walk with Jesus to the cross to new life on Easter. Remember, you're loved and cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and his will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.